Okay, in the name of Lord Jesus, we continue with our lessons. Let me finish all the chapters first. Yeah? If you don't want tests in the afternoon or night time, then we can do it tomorrow. After the Sabbath, so that, you know. I'm the teacher. One of the rules in the class is you listen to the teacher.
I'm going to forget all the stuff now. I'm going to fail.
Well, too bad. Okay, come back, chapter 49. Class, listen. Listen. Okay, chapter 49 here, it talks about, you know, the blessing or curses given by Jacob to his sons. Yeah. Now, so obviously, you know, I have highlighted to you some of the, you know, words just spoken by Jacob to his son. Right. Now, I want you to look at verse 3. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Okay, now, so basically what Jacob was saying is that, you know, the son actually slept with the concubine, his concubine. So, went up to your father's bed means slept with the father's wife, right? So, that is like what? Incestuous sin, okay? Very serious. Okay, that's why you find that he did not receive any blessing from the father. Right? Now, when you again look at Simeon and Levi, instead of being blessed by the father, they were cursed. But they were cursed. Now, if you look at verse 7, it says, cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. So, Jacob reckoned that, you know, these two sons and his descendant, their descendant, they could not live together. Right? Because they will form, like, you know, a tribe that could be very, brutal, very barbaric, you know, so to speak. Right? That can kill many people. Right? Okay. Now, so, and for Judah, you find that here Jacob is talking about the coming of Christ from Judah. Now I want you to read, where is it? Verse 10, yeah? The scepter, or the scepter here represent what? You know what is a scepter for? A symbol of kingship, isn't it? So if you are given a scepter, but you don't make your own, okay? Alright? You know, during the you heard about the story of Barnabas Chang, yeah? One of the early workers from China. You know what happened to him? He later on turned mad and turned crazy, right? Actually, I got a set of photos of him. He and the wife, he put on a crown, and the wife put on, like, you know, a robe like queen, you know? And they called themselves one. King and the Queen, early workers from China, and both. I think Barnabas Chang died of madness. He left the church. He left the church. Right now, here it says, "Your scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet." So you find that from Judah shall come a king, and shall come a lawgiver, someone who is there to what? To stipulate or to talk about the law of God, right? Well, so, and it came to pass, true enough, it came to pass. Now, I think if you want to know more about this, let me see, there is a chapter in Psalms which devoted to talking about this as Jesus Christ, the coming of Jesus, yeah? Now, I want you to read chapter 89. Psalms 89. Class, please pay attention. Turn to your Bible. Otherwise, I'll get you to read. Turn to your Bible, please. Chapter 89, verse 3. I made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Yeah. Now, you find that this idea is also repeated in verse 20. I have found my servant David with... Not this one. 29, yeah? Yes, 29, yeah? Is it 29? Yes. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Okay? Again, yeah, you find that actually this chapter keeps emphasizing on this, right? That someone would come from the throne of David. And actually it's from Judah. Anyway, now verse 35. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. Verse 36, his seed shall endure forever. Can you see now? And his throne as the sun before me. Talking about Jesus Christ, yeah? Now read verse 49. Lord, where are your formal loving kindness which you swore to David in your strength? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servant. Now, they kept mentioning this because at that time they were under severe persecution, which they did not understand why, you know, like, it happened to them. So they clang on to that promise of God. Okay? Now, we turn back to Genesis chapter 49, yeah? Now, you know, there is a very interesting description given in verse 16 and 17, yeah? The blessing given to Dan, okay? Now, 16 to 18, yeah? Now, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path, that bites the horse the heel, so that its rider shall fall back. Now, verse 18, I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. Now, what is the implication here? Can someone help me figure out what it means? Now, if you look at the history of Dan, was Dan a good tribe? You know, the other day you asked me about the 12 tribes. Yeah? You find that in Revelation. I think Dan was not there. Why is it that in verse 18 he said, I waited for your salvation? You know, if you... I thought you were year 4. You have not done Revelation. Okay. Okay, we quickly turn to Revelation. Yeah. Chapter 7. No, is it chapter 7? Yes, chapter 7. Yeah. Now, you find that here, from verse 5 onwards, a list of the 12 tribes is given. A list of the 12 tribes is given. Now, you find that Dan actually is not there. It's not mentioned. Dan. Right? It's like towards the end, Dan was removed. Yeah. Now the question is, when you read Genesis chapter 49, when the blessing is given to Dan, he said, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribe of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path, that bite the horse heel. Rider shall fall backwards. Right? Now you look at, when you look at verse 16 and 17, they are very different. Okay, the first one in verse 16 is about the authority and power of the people of Dan, and verse 17 is talk about the shrewdness, yeah, and you know not a very good sign about this people. Okay, now in verse 18 it said, "I have waited for your salvation, O Lord." Why? What does it mean here? Now, what is the meaning of Dan? Yeah? If you look at when the guy was born, yeah, what is the meaning? Where is it? Chapter 30, is it? No. Okay, what does it mean of Dan? Troops, is it troops? Anyone? Okay, verse 6, isn't it? Chapter 30, verse 6, yeah? It's a judge, isn't it? Judge, yeah? Verse 6, then Rachel said, God has judged my case, and he has also heard my voice and given me a son. Therefore, she called his name Dan. Right? It's like a judge. Now, my only thing is, yeah? My only question is, why does he say that I have waited for your salvation, O Lord? Right, that's my point. Mm-hmm. So my initial thought is that, yeah, even though, you know, Dan was like a judge, yeah, but he is still what, in need of God's salvation, no matter who he is, right? No one is exempted from what? You know, from receiving salvation of God. Right? That's the idea. Okay. Okay, now, we come to verse 22. It talks about what? Talk about Joseph. And obviously the blessing here is great. Right? And he, Jacob, you know, talks about Joseph remain in strength and in power. Yeah. And so he will continue to flourish, right? This Joseph. Okay, so when you look at verse 29 onward, it talks about Jacob's death and burial, right? Now, we find that this is a massive one because Jacob made Joseph to swear that, you know, after he died, his body must be taken back to Canaan. And here we find that Joseph has taken the liberty to embalm his father. It's like a mummy. Mummy? You know mummy? You know, in Egypt, yeah, they wrap up the dead body. And that can last for, I don't know how, many years? Okay. So, and you find that, this embalmment is a very massive one, yeah? And this funeral service is a massive one. Now, I want you to read verse 3 of chapter 50. 40 days were required for him, for such are the days required for those who are embalmed. And the Egyptian mourned for him. How long? 70 days. 70 days, right? Now, so when they took the body back to Canaan, what did the Canaanites said? Okay, now I want you to read verse 11. Now, and when the inhabitant of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning of the threshing floor of Atad, they said, this is a deep mourning of the Egyptian. Therefore, his name was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. Okay, now, so you find that Jacob actually died very honorably, and also he had a very honorable funeral. Okay, and so which was well respected by all the people around, right? Now, so he died very gloriously because on account of Joseph, he was a non-Egyptian, but he was buried in that scale, unbelievable, very grand, right? Okay, so basically this is the story, right? Now, after the father died, you can see that the guilty conscience of the brothers began to resurface. Alright, now I want you to look at verse 15. Verse 15, yeah? Chapter 50, verse 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil. Now, after how many years already? How many years already? Okay, they first committed the crime when Joseph was 17, yeah? Hello? Okay. So, when they first met is when? After they saw him. When was the last time they met? 22 or 23 years. Oh, let me see. 13 plus 7, yeah? Now, the second year they met again. The second year of the famine period. Okay. So, 22 years. And then the father came. How many years later Jacob died? How many years did he live in? Okay, I want you to read. Now we read chapter 47. Now when he was talking to Pharaoh, how old was he? 130. Now when did he die? 147. So 147 minus 130. 7 minus 0, 7, yeah? 4 minus 3, 1. So, 17 plus 22, 2 plus 7, 9, 2 plus 1, 3, 39 years. Hello? Is that correct? After almost 40 years, can you see how much they suffered? Don't joke with God. No escape. After 40 years, and I still came to the brother, please. Please. Just like after 40 years, I cannot imagine. Right? I think some of the brothers had already got what? Grandchildren. Isn't it? Huh? Still came to Joseph. Please, forgive me. Right, now, we come back to chapter 50. Verse 17, yeah? Thus, actually, is who? It's the father who made them say that, yeah? Now, but actually, in verse 15, you find that the brothers were also afraid after the father died. Okay? Now, they said, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now, please forgive the trespass of the servant of the God of your father. And Joseph wept. Again, he cried, yeah? And spoke to him. Now, I want you to look at verse 19 and 20. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid. It's like he encouraged them not to be afraid. Alright? For am I... Now, I think this is the statement or the essence of these questions must be remembered. Okay? Well, commit it into our memory. Because here it says, for am I in the place of God? You know, sometimes we make mistakes because we play God. You know, it's like we don't care about what God said. Yeah? We don't care about what God said. We just want to do what we want to do. And that's why we encounter a lot of problems and difficulties in life. You get what I'm saying? We don't care about the commands of the Lord. But here we find that again, Joseph demonstrated his respect to God. Right? Now what is the duty of man towards God? To keep his commandment and fear him. Is that also? Yeah? Now, I want you to read Ecclesiastes. You only need 10 minutes for your test. Or if you think 10 minutes too long, they'll cut it to 5. It's up to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Because now I'm in the mood of talking. Chapter 12, we read verse 13 and verse 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is man's all. Man's all. That's all that you have to do. Fear God. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret things, whatever good or, whether good or evil. Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes. You know, there are different way of pronouncing it. Some people, Ecclesiastes. How do you pronounce it? I don't like it. Ecclesiastes. It's American, typical American. Yeah, I think it's correct, but I just want to... Some people, Ecclesiastes. No, it's correct. I like Ecclesiastes. Anyway. It sounds more English. Okay, never mind. Forget about English. Come back. Okay. So, you find that Joseph, he well understood that, he was not in the place of God. Okay. Now, verse 20, chapter 50, verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Now, here again, we see two perspectives here. One is human, and the other one is divine. And now, you find that for those who fear God, the divine, what do you call that, purpose of God, always triumphs over the human one. Right? Always triumphs over the... Okay, now, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is Joseph. So touching. So you should see this happen in your family. If you feel that your family has not been doing you justice or whatever, then you can change it with the power of God. Is that not true? Hello? Hello? Look at me, man. Is that not true? This is a beautiful picture. Not only it must have touched so many people in different generations, those who are serious about, bringing goods to your family. They'll be happy. Okay, so 22 onward talks about the death of Joseph. He lived up to what? 110, And again, his body was embalmed, right? Now, so he said that his bone shall be returned. Do you think they bring they brought the bone of Joseph back to the land of Canaan? Where is it? No. Exodus chapter 13. It's during the time of Moses. Moses took it back. Exodus chapter 13, verse 19. Exodus chapter 13, verse 19. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. Okay? 13 verse 19. Sister, are you with me?
13:19.
Yes. Okay. Because I finished. Okay, so that's the end of the book of Genesis. I'm going to, you know, recap what we have done. 10 minutes is enough for you to sit for whatever. Okay, question. Any question? Yes. Sister, you got a question? Yeah. Class, forget about your test. Don't worry. Eh?
Yeah.
Sorry? 49? Class 17. Your question is? You know, in Revelation, it seems that the tribe of Dan is removed from the list. Now, if you trace the history of Dan, you find that this tribe is very idolatrous, worship idol. That's why, you know, it's removed. One of the reasons is because they worship idol. You remember, what is it, during the time of what? What is the guy called, Jeroboam or what? You know, the fear that people would go to Judah to worship, isn't it? So they built two calves, one in Bathsheba, one in Dan. But and said to people, you don't need to go there to worship God, you know. It's so cunning, you know. But let's say this is the okay. Let's say this is the border, this is the northern kingdom and this is the south. I think where is it? This Jerusalem somewhere here. And Bathsheba is somewhere here. Then here. Right? And here north is like then is one of the farthest cities in the north. Okay? Now so let's say people around here, they would say, hey, here, Vienna, why not come here to worship? If people want to cross the boundary and go over to Jerusalem, no, it's just some place where they worship. Now this place becomes Dan again. Idolatrous, please. Okay. Okay, question. Relax, final day. Should relax. Yes, either lunchtime or nighttime or tomorrow. We decide. Hey, Liam, the lesson is still on, okay? If you want to quarrel after the lesson. Okay, question. Hello. No question?
No.
Still got 2 minutes. Okay, helped you to remember, okay?
So, what's the rest of our film? The only other thing I like.
Then the next time I go to Ghana, I'll ask them to write down the song.
Yes.
You know, it's sung by one of the, well, some of the Nigerian workers, but I couldn't remember the whole song. He is the Most High God. He is the Most High God. He is. Hey, sister, do you know that song?
He is the Most High God.
Do you know that song? You know, there's another song called How to Humble Before God, and what?
Humble
yourself before the Lord, He will lift you up. You know, in
humble yourself.
You know, listen, class, listen. You know, for every seminar, every day, before every lesson, we'll sing this song. Because workers have to be humble. So next time, I will do the same here. Humble yourself before the Lord, He will lift you up. You know that? Okay. I go through some of the key points with you. Okay, list down. Okay, tell what? Give me example which shows that Joseph was humble. Which shows that Joseph was humble? You shouldn't be looking at your notes now. Give me example which show that Joseph was humble. Humble. Okay, one. What else? You only get one mark. I said three examples. Class, answer the question. No, am I in the place of God? That's humility, extreme humility, okay? What else? Okay. What else? You see? Right, next question. I don't want to give away too much. Okay. Now, in the life of Joseph, right, you know that there is a key element that appear in his life. What is that element? You know, wherever he was, people could see that one. No. God was with him. Yeah? He was in Potiphar's house. The Bible says God was with him. He was in the dungeon. And the Bible says God was with him. Alright? That is the most important thing. How do you know that he feared God? How do you know that he feared God? Okay, what else? Okay, what else? Sorry? No, TL is not supposed to be on. Okay. What else? How do you know he fear God? Yeah, mentioned already. Yes, mentioned already. Yes. Okay, what else? Now, if I ask you, okay, right? Okay. Now, how did the brother treat him? The brothers. How did the brothers treat him? They hated him, they could not speak peaceably with him, or they conspired against him, you know, they killed him, and then eventually they sold him. Now, how did he treat his brothers in return? Oh, that's the last one, you only remember kiss. Okay. Oh man. Yum. Yes. Okay. What else? Spoke kindly. Comforted them. Give them food to eat. Give them the best of the land to live. Okay, what else?
He gave them the best.
Okay, that's it. Class, listen. I forgot to set questions. Of course.
No test. Everyone
passing
the
person.
I can only
hold
the first
one. It reminds me of the
question
she said.
Let's pray and thank God.
Because I was too tired, I overslept. No test. You know why? One of the reasons is I don't want to trouble the TL too much because tomorrow is the 7th. I think most of you will fail anyway. So. I'm being kind to the TL. I don't want to make them mark your paper day and night. Let's pray and thank God.